We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Class 1 felonies in Illinois are serious crimes that warrant serious time. Examples of Class 1 felonies in this state include criminal sexual assault, a fifth conviction for a DUI, an aggravated battery that causes great bodily harm or permanent disability. Also a Class 1 felony in Illinois, recording a conversation between you and a police officer. If you're surprised that recording a conversation to which you are party is a crime of the sort that could get you up to 15 years in jail, you can imagine how 20-year-old Tiawanda Moore felt. After police responded to a domestic disturbance call involving Moore and her boyfriend, she claimed one of the officers who interviewed her alone in her bedroom sexually harassed her. Amongst other things, he gave her his personal phone number. When she reported this to other police, investigators for Chicago's Internal Affairs Department did not seem to want to take her claim seriously. They were more interested in getting her to drop the complaint. Feeling frustrated, she surreptitiously recorded her conversation with these investigators on her BlackBerry. She was later indicted, and the matter was brought to trial by Chicago State's attorney. The Illinois Eavesdropping Act is among the strictest of its kind. Most states require only that one party give consent for the recording of a private conversation to be lawful. Illinois requires all parties to a private conversation give consent. This law also criminalizes the recording of a conversation between people who have no expectation of privacy, say, for instance, as they walk through a public park. This is a Class 4 felony. Then the law goes another step further yet, punishing the recording of police officers without their consent as the Class 1 felony. Since getting police officers in the midst of a traffic stop or any public action to give consent to recording is a practical impossibility, the law pretty much criminalizes any audio recording of police officers. Now, if this law was treated by prosecutors like so many other statutory vestiges of America's hayseed past, you know the ones, you can't bathe the donkey on Saturday or pick onions after sundown, this would be a matter for academics and think tanks. But this law is enforced with zeal and not just in Cook County. In 2004, Champaign's Martell Miller was charged with two counts of this Class 1 felony when he recorded local police conducting traffic stops. While the Champaign County State's Attorney later exercised his discretion and dismissed these charges, similar charges for violations of this law are prosecuted, seemingly without reluctance, statewide. But whatever the law's flaws, it is not clearly unconstitutional. This is what the American Civil Liberties Union found in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. The ACLU has a program where it records events in public places where police show up to control or break crowds. The organization felt their ability to do this was chilled by the Eavesdropping Act, which threatened with jail any of its members who recorded the audible conversations of police officers. The organization brought these concerns to the Northern District, which disagreed, noting, quote, "The ACLU has not alleged a cognizable First Amendment injury. The ACLU cites neither Supreme Court nor Seventh Circuit authority that the First Amendment includes a right to audio record," unquote. The organization appealed, and arguments in front of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals on the matter took place this week. If the three-judge panel is anything like the 12 jurors in the Tiawanda Moore case, who, a few weeks ago, acquitted her on the eavesdropping charges, this Illinois act might be in trouble. In other words, don't count on it. I'm Travis McDade.